I'm David Pileski, and I'm the founder of Renew World Outreach. And we've been in partnership with Global Recording Networks for over 10 years as we work together to empower Indigenous believers to take the message of Jesus to their own people. Now, Renew World Outreach works with innovative technology to deliver the message of Jesus to people around the world who've not yet heard about him. We do this by loading gospel media on devices like solar-powered audio players, cell phone micro SD cards, these little Wi-Fi transmitters that load gospel media onto people's cell phones, things like that. We were working with a very remote people group in the Amazon, and we found that their only initial heart language media that we could find for this group, that's actually the only media they had, was GRN's Words of Life. And in fact, GRN even traveled in a large riverboat up the Amazon all the way to a people group to train us on location how to use their various creative gospel media tools. Now, GRN tools are used in many ways. We've seen that GRN materials are often used on micro SD cards and cell phones. Actually, today there's more cell phones in the world than there are toilets or even toothbrushes. So the challenge is that many of those phones could be used to put gospel material on, but the unreached people we're trying to reach, those are people who've not heard about Jesus yet, are still using the small feature phones like we used to use years ago here in the United States. They can't get on the internet, and they can't even transfer large movies or even long audio recordings from phone to phone. But here's the good news. GRN is a small recording, and it works perfectly with these basic phones of these virtually unreached people groups. And they don't need cell service, and they don't need internet. So what we do is we take the GRN media, and we put it on a micro SD card, and we put it on someone's phone. And here's the cool part. Then that phone, that individual, shares it with his brother and his sister and his uncle and the people next door, and then the people next door and the brother and the sister and the uncle, they share it with their friends, and then potentially hundreds of people, like in a village, for example, are listening to GRN gospel stories on their own phones, and it all started with just one micro SD card. It's kind of like here in Georgia, where we're from, that in November, everybody's got the flu, but you don't know where that first sneeze started. Well, it's like that with GRN. It can go in as like a holy gospel virus, and it gets onto one phone, and they get excited about it because it's in their heart language, and it spreads until you're not really sure where it started, but everyone has it on their own phone. Yeah, okay. In this is what we found out. In 2016, Renew recorded that we were able to provide 2016, Renew recorded that we were able to provide almost 7,000 GRN media loads to field partners in, get this, 256 languages. Now, realize that most of those loads ended up on cell phones, who shared with other phones. So if we were really to get an honest distribution impact, we need to multiply that 7,000 by 10 or 20, or honestly, even by 100. So that means maybe between 70,000 and 700,000 phones were filled with GRN materials. But it doesn't stop there. Now think, each one of those phones belonged to a family, so we'd have to multiply that by whoever listened to those phones to really come up with the honest impact of where that GRN gospel material went. Well, since working in the Amazon with our first tribal language, Renew has come alongside hundreds of mission organizations, churches, and individuals to help bring the word of God to the people groups that they work with, really in some of the world's most remote and hard to get to places. We'll often get a phone call from someone who's ministering in, Africa or even India, asking us if there's any gospel material in the language of the people group that they're working with. Now, our answer is often that, well, with over 6,000 GRN languages and dialects available, we can pretty much count on having GRN gospel evangelism and teaching tools available for their outreach. And then we get them all set up and load the material up for them, and off they go to distribute that in their part of the world. We really want to reach, many of them only have a GRN recording, so now the tool becomes really sweet because there's nothing else out there in their heart language that we have in a recorded form, oral tools for oral cultures, right? So now this is what Renew does. We're looking for reaching the people who've not yet heard. Well, when I go find those remote people in those remote areas, they have dumb phones still. They still have the simple little flip phones. And all of these cool strategies that we're hearing on the outside here, nobody's media will work on there just about, except for GRN. It's 10 megabytes. It's the perfect packet size to spread virally from one phone to another phone. So we're talking about, you go into a village and you just drop off a handful of micro SD cards, and literally in a month, 50 villages will be inundated with that content simply because it's the right size and the right format, and it's in the heart language of the people. So that's one of the huge strengths right now. Here's the other huge strength. Because GRN is in 6,500 dialects, 3,000 or 4,000 of those dialects don't have any media at all in their heart language. There's almost nothing. I call it, there's no noise. You know how noisy it is in our culture right now, Sherry? I mean, it's just so much noise. I mean, there's all this media, and we're being bombarded all the time. But what GRN has is they have the very first intro into a culture. They're starting to get technology. They're starting to get hardware. But they don't have anything to put on it. It's all in some other language that's kind of the trade language that the women don't know and the old people don't speak. And so GRN's media comes into a culture and it spreads like a match to a dry field. It just goes because it's the only thing in the language that mom spoke. That is one of the huge strengths of GRN. And I think people just need to know that. Somehow you have to let them know that this is GRN's day. I know they've been around a long time, but really today's the day. With their help, and then the other folks that are doing the same type of thing with putting oral media together for these audio oral cultures, visual media together for them, same thing that GRN's doing, we can, in the next 10, 20 years in our lifetime, actually complete the Great Commission, in the sense that everyone, everywhere, in their heart language, can have something of a description, a clear description of who Jesus is, why he came, and how they can know God. That's not ever been possible since Jesus gave us the Great Commission 2,000 years ago. But today, it is available, and through GRN's help, it's being made possible. So this is just some of the ways Renew partners with Global Recordings Network to tell the story of Jesus in every language until Jesus is made famous across the world, and really, until all have heard.